Welcome to the special broadcast of NRC FM about Fitna, the anti-Quran movie by Dutch politician Geert Wilders. Every week, journalists from Dutch newspaper NRC Handelsblad discuss a current event in international news. Today, we have decided to host an international edition on Dutch news. On Thursday, March 27th, Geert Wilders released his controversial film giving his view on Islam, the Quran, and their possible influence on Dutch society. I am joined here in Amsterdam by three journalists who each have a different perspective on the Netherlands in general, and Geert Wilders in particular. Robin Pascoe is a British journalist who has lived and worked in the Netherlands since 1989. Her experience ranges from BBC, Reuters TV, and the Financiële Dagblad, a Dutch financial paper. And since a year and a half, she's an editor of DutchNews.nl, an English language website bringing Dutch news to a world audience. Gerald Trauvette is a correspondent for Germany's Der Spiegel magazine, and he has been in Amsterdam for 3 years and has been following the Wilders story, and he has interviewed Wilders just the day before the movie came out. I'd like to introduce Raymond van den Boogaard. He is the chief editor of the arts and culture section of NRC Handelsblad, but he worked as the deputy editor at the political desk in Den Haag, then Pim Fortuyn, the outspoken Dutch politician who was murdered almost 6 years ago, stirred up the country. The first question I would like to bring to the table is, who do you think wins and loses by this film? Will it boost or damage Geert Wilders' electoral appeal? Robin, what do you think?
I think it's hard to say. I'd say at the moment he's losing, because I think an awful lot of people are rather disappointed by the film. And I don't think it's enhanced his reputation. Websites, for example, like Geen Stijl, which is known for its outspoken views, has been really negative about it. So that's not good, because that's where a lot of his supporters are. So I think, you know, at the moment he's down because it hasn't lived up to people's expectations. And whether they were hoping for trouble or they were hoping for a reasoned argument, they didn't really get either out of them, I don't think.
Well, I think for his voters the film's all right. I see that the Dutch government now stands a little bit naked, because they made all this big fuss about the film, and they wanted to forbid it, and they pleased him not to publish it. And it seems that it is not so such a cruel and violent movie as they expected it. So they just made him strong, and they made him get all this publicity. And I think this will be seen very critical.
Do you think it will be have a critical response internationally? Other countries will not take the Dutch government as serious as they might have before?
Well, not the government, but probably people will ask themselves why they made such a big fuss before. And I also see that the Dutch government just made Wilders strong, and just gave him not only a forum in the Netherlands, but also an international forum, because it came onto the European agenda, all journalists from Europe and also from the US started to get interested in this story. So it's not good for the Dutch government, and also not good for the reputation of the Netherlands then.
Raymond, having worked in Den Haag, how did this fuss before the movie appear to you?
Well, I think that the fuss basically is the main thing. I mean, the movie as such doesn't tell us anything new about the views of Geert Wilders on Islam, as far as you can actually identify a particular view on Islam or something original, because the film is not original. The film is a pretty blatant and unoriginal point of view that has been voiced by many other extremists before. I think that perhaps the movie will, in fact, reinforce his electoral image. It doesn't address itself basically at the sort of people we are, more or less sophisticated observers of politics and culture or film or whatever. It plays into a certain milieu, a certain kind of people who would like actually to find some sort of intellectual justification for hating another part of the population, and it does this very well by identifying all those fellow citizens who might be referring to Islam as their religion or general ideology as a bunch of terrorists and violent people. So contrary to many Dutch observers of the past days or past, 24 hours now, I didn't think the movie was that mild. It does exactly what it aims to do. It aims to brand a part of the population as either potential or real terrorists, and to glorify the maker of the film, Geert Wilders, as the hero, the one who stands up and to actually defend the rights of those who are the real or potential victims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to stress this, the fact that he will gain popularity amongst his supporters, because Balkenende regretted, and he apologized for the film publicly, and this will be seen as a weakness and falling onto the knees in front of terrorists. And I mean, it was I think the plan that Wilders had came true.
So is it so that the media and the government both really build up the controversy before the movie came out? Now that the film is here, they are downplaying it?
I don't think you can avoid the fact that the media played a huge role in building it up. It was extraordinary. You had to look at some Dutch newspapers some days, and there were 20, 30 articles about it, you know, from ranging from something that was on the telly that night to the editorial to an opinion piece by somebody talking about what might be going to be in that film. So I think they played an enormous role. I mean, we at Dutch News, we study the Dutch papers very closely. We do a review of them all the time, every day, and sometimes we'd sit there and go, for goodness sake, this is just too unbelievable for words. Yet again, here is somebody giving this, you know, half a page to Mr. Wilders to talk about something that hasn't actually happened. And I think that one thing we mustn't forget is that if we're talking about the film itself, he was given a lot of opportunity to tell the truth about what the film was about, and he misled people. I mean, if you look at old coverage, every single news agency report on this film coming out talked about it was going to have the Quran being set on fire or torn up. Now, if Wilders was a decent human being, he could have said, that's not in it, don't worry. We don't show the Quran being torn up, we don't show the Quran on fire. But he didn't, which just shows the sort of political propaganda that he was planning, as you say, that he was planning to produce.
Have you never seen anything like this in media, you observing and working in journalism?
In my years, no, I don't think I have seen such a hype. You know, you can have hype around elections and hype around the resignation of Tony Blair, but I don't think I've seen anything quite like this, no. I think the fact, you know, Dutch recent history, the murder of Theo van Gogh and Pim Fortuyn's rise and, you know, and murder play a part in the way the Dutch kind of, you know, seized on every little thing to, is this going to happen again? You know, are we safe? And I think that plays a huge part in it. I mean, you'll know that too, you know.
Well, I think it is on the one end, but I think it's understandable that people make and that journalists make such a big story, because there was submission and there were all these riots after Theo van Gogh's murder. So I think it's just a professional reflex that you concentrate on this, because yeah, it might have happened again. So, well, I don't want to blame too much the journalists in this game. I think the politicians also played a very important role in giving him this arena.
I think that one of the major issues here is, of course, the general nature of Dutch politics. Dutch political tradition is extremely consensual, and of the major parties in general. Holland is not a very good country for debate, for example, whether you would have a debate on a cultural matter or something. People are extremely afraid to actually become antagonistic one towards the other. This is not a country where people feel, a culture rather, where people feel free to heavily disagree, try to actually get away with the other point of view, etc. There is something in Dutch culture and also in political culture that tries to avoid to become antagonistic in a way. And for all the major and serious political parties in parliament, same thing goes. And that is that this has very historical roots. There's a historical root in the sense that this country was built on a sort of civil war during the Republic before 1795, perhaps. There is the fact that every government in Holland is a coalition government, so you have in political culture a strong emphasis on trying to reach consensus, because if you really define the other party as your enemy, you're never going to be able to form a government with him, etc. So, well, a guy comes up, in this case Geert Wilders, who consciously decides that he will not play this game and that he will do everything to sort of become antagonistic, the odd man out, the provocateur, etc. And this is what he has done quite brilliantly in the PR campaign leading up to this film, suggesting that he would come up with something so outrageous of whatever nature. And everybody bought that to a point where the Dutch government more or less panicked, and the ministers disagreed among each other on how to react, without the slightest idea of what he was actually coming up with in this film. He did this very well. He did it, as far as I'm concerned, for not very honorable purposes. But as a PR campaign, it was a big success, far more than the film. The film is sort of a cliche-like point of view that nobody really is surprised about.
Can you look at it from an arts and culture editorial perspective and see any value in it?
Well, that is difficult to say. I thought it was, as far as you can imagine, on the internet, rather well made, but cliché in its form of, I don't know who actually made it, who the Scarlet Pimpernel who posed as the editor actually is, but well, I thought it was well done graphically, and apparently there has been a problem with the format, that it was made on 60 on widescreen television format, and it actually is shown on the internet on a ratio of 4:3, which is a normal traditional television format. So I don't know about that, but I thought it was well made.
Yet another one of the mistakes in it. After
there are lots of mistakes
after the wrong attribution of the murder of Theo van Gogh to a Dutch rapper and the cartoonist who use my cartoon.
That is one of the main things that at a certain point the convicted murderer of Theo van Gogh is shown.
Because you showed a picture of a man who looks
of a Dutch
like
rapper,
Salah
Edin, I think his name is. I'm not sure. Yeah.
His comment, as I understand, was a very good, well, Geert Wilders thinks all Muslims look alike anyway, so this just proves it, you know. But the cartoon is great. You start and you end your film basing, you know, your whole motive of that cartoon, the little bomb lit, and you don't even ask whether you can do it. You just assume the guy's going to go, yeah, of course, you know.
Because he used one of the Danish cartoons, infamous for the riots that came 2 years after they were published.
Exactly.
Do you think today, a day after the movie came out, response has been rather mild, and some people even seem surprised that there's not a Muslim uproar in some neighborhoods here in Amsterdam and other big cities? Do you think there could still be a retaliation here or anywhere else in the world?
I don't know. It's too early to say. I mean, you know, we all know the internet. We can look at it immediately. But if you're in a part of the world that doesn't have instant internet, it takes a while to filter down. And I don't know what was said at Friday prayers today. I mean, that, you know, a lot of depends. I think the weekend will tell, and next week you'll see. But I don't know. In Holland, I think people are a bit sort of, you know, well, so what? You know, we know he's a bit of a nutcase, so, you know, let's not bother.
No, I mean, in the case of the cartoons, I think cartoons were published weeks before, and then the big chaos and all the protests started. So, well, probably it also needs some time to have an impact in the region, in Indonesia, Pakistan, and so on. So, yeah, I'm also a little bit afraid to speculate too much on that. I think this is hard to predict.
It depends, I guess, whether someone will have an interest in organizing this. These sort of demonstrations are not a spontaneous uproar from the population. They, in general, tend to be organized by groups of interest in these different countries. And I'm not in a position to actually judge or guess whether that is the case in the case of this film. As for the reaction in Holland among ethnical minorities, or let's say fellow citizens of Moroccan descent, I think there has been a serious problem for several years now that these people, not the intellectuals among them, but let's say working class Moroccan milieu, that people, not in an academic way, but in a sort of develop a sort of gut feeling that more and more they get the impression that in Dutch society they are not full-fledged citizens, and that there is something wrong with them, or that a large part of the indigenous population thinks that there is something wrong with them. And I'm a bit afraid that this film will be interpreted as yet another sign that this is the basic attitude of white Dutchmen towards them. But the film as such is not a qualitative step in this development. This has been going on ever since the Fortuna era.
How do you narrate that story to your German or international readership? How do you explain the Dutch story, the changes here with the attitude towards immigrants, ethnic minorities, and?
Well, I mean, there is not too much to explain to the German population, because the problems are pretty much the same. We have a problem with integration. We also have problems with Turkish young man in Berlin Kreuzberg, and then this is very similar to Amsterdam, so you don't have to explain too much. And I think what the German
but there readers, must be differences.
Well,
at least in responses,
we
have not seen a film like this come from a German politician.
This is sure. The Netherlands are a role model, because they have seen these films, they have seen much stronger controversy, they have seen really violence, and I think in Germany it was still rather peaceful. Therefore, people have a look at the Netherlands and try to learn how they deal with the topic. And also try to learn how they deal with a situation that is more radicalized than it is still in Germany.
Okay, how about you, Robin?
I don't think we try to explain it to our readers. We're an internet site, so we don't have great explanations, but we try to be fair and explain to people what's going on in a sort of very simple way. And I think perhaps more telling is the reactions that we get from our readers ourselves. We have comments under every story, and people can write in and tell their experiences, and you get some pretty sad ones sometimes from people who've come here and they're unhappy about things. But I think the interesting thing about the film today, the film and the reactions, and we, at a certain point, we had to stop allowing comments on our site into any story that mentioned the word Muslim, because we just got the sort of the white power brigade out and just got horrible messages, and we veto, you know, vet everything that goes on, because we want to have a fair and open debate, but we don't want to insult people, we don't want to break the law. so we had to stop doing it. We decided for this film we'd allow comments back on, and we've been really surprised by the moderate tone, the debate, and the arguments people have been coming out with from all over the world, but a lot of people in the Netherlands and a lot of Muslim people, quite a few correspondents from Indonesia, and it's all very, you know, let's sort of talk about this, and this is, you know, not a problem, and we have to work together, and I don't know, maybe our readers have, you know, changed overnight, but it was very positive.
Or has this film brought people together?
Well, maybe it has done, you know. I mean, maybe the middle field doesn't, you know, wants to sort of say, hang on a minute, let's talk about this. Maybe that will be the end result, you know. It'd be good if it was.
Well, there was a protest organized here in Amsterdam last weekend against Geert Wilders, but that had a terribly low outcome.
Yeah, I'm think probably...
Are you surprised that the Dutch responding more to the polarizing politics that he practices?
No, I'm not, because I don't think, from what I know about how the organization, it was 1,500 people, I think, were there.
Something like that.
I think if it was, it was posing not as an anti-Geert Wilders demonstration, but, you know, the Netherlands acknowledges colour, which is a, you know, if you translate the name in from Dutch, Nederland bekent kleur, it's, you know, doesn't sound very good in doesn't sound very positive, you know, it's there. So I think if you'd gone out and said, let's have an anti-Wilders demonstration, you'd had a lot more people out there.
Well, probably there are two reasons why there weren't so many people. On the one hand, I think people didn't want to protest against Wilders, also against the film, because there is this this right to freedom of expression, which in a way is violated by the government saying, "Oh, you don't have to publish it." So I think there is a good reason. There was a good reason in this moment not to protest against Wilders. Yeah, and well, therefore, I was not too surprised, and I can also understand the reactions that people stood away. Well, another reason for this could be that Dutch people support Wilders very strongly, and it will be harder and harder to find people that stand up for the rights of the immigrants. This is the other possible reason.
Okay.
But not. I don't think this is the case, by the way. That,
yeah.
I don't think that Wilders has massive support in the population. It might have the, I don't know, the 10 or 15% of, I don't know, nuts who tend to be racist and like hating people.
You spoke earlier about how his style of politics is new in a very in the Dutch system. Do you think he and people before him, like Pim Fortuyn, have changed politics for good, or that this will stabilize into a situation that the Netherlands was acquainted with?
No, I think it will be a passing phenomenon. I mean, it is difficult to say what will actually happen to the Dutch political system in the context of internationalization or Europeanization, etc. But as a sort of in the closed circuit of Dutch politics, this is not the first time, of course, that an extremist movement has won support in Holland. Fortuyn is a bit of a different issue. I mean, we cannot talk about Fortuyn because he lived so shortly, and he never actually became a politician in parliament. He was a big PR phenomenon again, and in some ways an interesting person, but he never became part of the system in the sense that he entered parliament. So, and his successors in this particular party were all sort of very in political skills very, very inferior people, I would say.
But still,
so it's difficult to say. There is no, ever since 2002, there has not been a sort of a political tradition or a clearly identifiable political group who successfully exploited these sort of themes. And therefore, it is far too early to actually speculate on whether the consensual tradition of Dutch politics will disappear. I'm not too convinced about that, but
as you said, the Dutch has a coalition government. So if Wilders ever wants to be part of government and actually change things, change the way things are done, he would have to compromise, form a coalition with other parties. Do you feel that that is his goal, or does he not even want that kind of responsibility?
I guess that is his goal. I don't think he is an extremist by heart. You know, I've known him when he was still a rather obscure figure in the Liberal Party. And he was certainly ambitious at the time, as every politician should be. But I don't think he's a potential dictator or an extremist by heart, in a way. This is all opportunism that he is now displaying. Whether his party, I think his the consensual tradition of Dutch politics is such that probably his party, the PVV, should it become larger, will probably be incorporated. And even after the death of Pim Fortuyn, who then, being dead but still being head of the list, assembled, what was it, one-fifth of the vote in 2002. The first thing the other big parties did is incorporating his party, called the LPF, into the coalition at the time. And this lasted only for half a year or less even. But that was their main reaction. And the main reaction to Wilders, the PVV, which in fact is quite comical. The thing that Wilders would really like would be for the other parties to lay around him a sort of cordon sanitaire, sort of, what was the English translation
for that? I don't know, it's all the time.
Sort of try
excluding
and isolate him, and
ghettoize
him in Dutch politics and branding him
but
the devil.
But
you say,
and the other parties are not ready to do that.
But you say he doesn't want to be a dictator, yet he's the only member of his party, and he doesn't allow people to have any say over shaping his party politics. If there wasn't a dictator, I don't know what is.
Well, I don't think he's a dictator in the sense that he would like to be a dictator in that part in governing the country. But he certainly is in his own group. You're absolutely right.
And why should
you, as was Fortuyn, by the way.
Gerard and Raymond, you've both met him. Gerard, you just interviewed him this week, the day before the movie came out, and you, Raymond, just said that you knew him in his early career in Parliament. Can you say something about who he is as a person? What were your impressions of him, Gerard?
My impression was that he's a very clever man. He was very decent. He was not really. He didn't react aggressive when I put questions that he probably didn't like so much. I also don't see why he couldn't form a coalition with other parties. If you imagine that Rita Verdonk was a minister, and she says exactly the same that he does.
Sorry, but you think that parties could form a coalition with someone who talks about a tsunami of Islamization going over the Netherlands?
Well,
I mean, if another political party agrees to form government with someone who believes that, you're asking for trouble.
Well, I don't really like this idea, but I think theoretically it's possible. And I think that Rita Verdonk could have used the same words.
Yeah, so, they'll make a nice couple after the next election.
Yes.
Maybe they can form a government together with the two of them.
Yeah, not probably, yeah, but then with another with another partner, with, I don't know, the CDR, whatever.
I knew him in the old times, as I said, when he was still a member of parliament, relatively obscure. And at the time, I especially remember that he also had this emphasis on Islam and the dangers of Islam, and he had very specific issues, how the Saudis paid for building a mosque on the outskirts of Rotterdam, etc. And at the time, by chance, I had done some reading about Islam as a religion, theology and all that, not being a believer, but the... And what did strike me at the time was that there was absolutely no conversation possible with him about these interesting matters, because he was not informed about anything. He was a rather naive person in this way. But he always had these very specific action points, and I always wondered who actually was feeding him with information on this particular point.
But still,
and I would like to speculate on who did. And so I think he doesn't, in reality, he doesn't care a damn about Islam.
It's all opportunism.
He has only found this to be a very useful tool for developing himself as a... he has no vision, no view on Islam whatsoever. He only thinks of this as a useful thing to, well, carve yourself out a role in life and in politics.
International career now, as he's known the world over.
Yeah.
Maybe he can go and work with Ayaan Hirsi Ali at the same institute in America or something, you know.
No, I wouldn't agree. I would say that in terms of intellectual capacities, whatever your points of view on Ayaan Hirsi Ali would be, that she would be far his intellectual superior. There's no comparison between the two in this sense. So Ayaan has read books, actually, and she keeps on doing that. And I don't think Geert Wilders ever read a book, really, and especially not on Islam.
Okay, well, on that note, I would like to finish this broadcast. I want to thank you all three of you, very much for joining me and for this interesting discussion. And I hope you listen again. Thank you.
Very naive and primitive man.